Good morning. It's great to have you along this Sunday morning. You're tuned into the Public Affairs Show. I'm Radar from the morning show on 99.1 The Mix, and you're also catching Public Affairs as you do every Sunday morning on our sister stations. That would be 103.7 Kiss FM, Hot 105.7, and our sports station, AM 1250, The Fan. You can listen on the Odyssey app, too. You can catch Public Affairs there right on your smartphone. And then all you have to do is download your favorite station or your favorite station after you download the Odyssey app. You'll be hearing from Al Dertke, the 2022 Holiday Folk Fair. That's what we're talking about this week. And Al is in studio with us. And you're saying that the Folk Fair is in person this year.
It is in person. No question about that. After a long 2-year wait.
Yeah.
We're coming back and we'll see how it goes, but we're really excited about having it.
When is the Holiday Folk Fair taking place?
Well, the Holiday Folk Fair is November 18th, 19th, and 20th. So it is a 3-day event. It begins at approximately 2 o'clock on that Friday till 9, and then from 10 to 9 on Saturday, and then from 10 to 6 on Sunday. So we're waiting for everyone to come down and to visit us and enjoy what we have to share as a community.
And so you mentioned, we've mentioned what the date is, the times, is back at the State Fair Expo Hall?
Yeah, that is correct, at the Expo Hall. So it will be nice, warm, and cozy. We don't have to worry about the weather. The only thing, possibly, if it snows a little bit, but that just kind of brings some atmosphere in terms of looking at the up-and-coming traditions that we share.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Now, we've talked about the Holiday Folk Fair with Al Dertke here. You know when it is, so you can make your plans. But now, what is it? So it's back in person, Wisconsin State Fair Park. Pandemic may have changed, but it's back live. So what is the theme this year for the 2022 Holiday Folk Fair?
The theme for this year's 79th Holiday Folk Fair is Celebrate the Culture of Living Tradition.
And what does that entail?
Well, what it is really looking at those kind of things that we all have. The kind of, if I could say, practices that we've grown up with.
You sure?
And we pass on to other generations, to our children, to our grandchildren. But we got them from someone else. We got them from our parents. We got them from our grandparents and their great-grandparents. Those are the kinds of things that we're looking at that really brings a specialness to our lives. It's something different. Now, they can be almost anything. It could be, for example, language.
That's the biggest one I was going to say. That's the biggest one. My mother is Polish, and so many times I would hear my grandparents talk to her or talk to each other in Polish, and I would say, are you talking about me? Because I have no clue. You have to start teaching me.
So I can say Yakshamash to you.
There you go.
And you know exactly what I'm talking about. But can I get further? Not really.
Right.
You know.
Right. Dzień dobry.
Yeah.
I heard that a lot.
Don't you?
Yeah.
So we can have this kind of conversation, but those are the special kinds of things that we're passing on. And those are very important. Now, if you ask me to translate those things, I kind of know what they mean, etc. Yeah. But they have a specialness to them that are sometimes indescribable. You can't just put a definition to it. So it is those kind of things. And one of the things that we're going to be featuring this year, which is very, very important, is a food.
Oh, the food.
Yeah, you always look at the food. That's
absolutely
the first thing I know you come for, right? Is the food. Yes.
I love the food, yes.
And the food this year is bread.
It's all about, fresh-baked bread?
Fresh-baked bread, all kinds of bread.
If you
look at every cultural community, everyone has some form of bread.
Sure, the French are known for bread, but then I know those of with Italian families, they got to have the bread.
They have to have
spaghetti
the bread.
Sauce.
No question about it.
I guess you could look at any nationality. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
There's like 70 plus different kinds of bread that are out there. So one of the exhibits that we're going to have is really looking at those kind of breads, which are very much part of who we are. And so you look at any community, they have their particular kind of bread that they feel is very special to them.
Sure.
And so it should be a real experience as we go around and sample some of these and learn more about bread, which is really kind of the staff of life, you might say, and it is common, and that we share with one another. So it has a community kind of aspect to it. So when we get around the table, what do? We share bread.
Do the bread thing.
Right?
Sure.
We do the bread thing. And so it is very special. So we'll be looking at that this year as part of our exhibits and part of what we're going to be doing.
There's nothing like fresh baked bread smell, the feel, the taste. And anytime you're sitting down, whether it's dinner, maybe it's lunch, breakfast, it's always nice to have that bread right there. That's a comfort food.
It's a comfort food. And certainly right now, we need all the comfort we can get. No question about that. And especially as you look at weather, you know, in terms of being colder, you kind of look at those kind of comfort
sure.
foods and something that you can warm yourself up with. And all the things you can do with bread is just amazing.
Is there anything besides bread? I mean, obviously, there's lots of samples.
Well,
anything off the top of your head?
There's other kinds of things in terms of food that I'm sure that all the individual cultures that are going to be at Folk Fair are going to be presenting.
Okay.
But it will be, like, for example, I want to say I know that the Irish will be doing a bread bowl and making their Irish...
The stew?
I think stew.
Sure.
I think that's what it is. So that's one of those kind of examples. And you have many more. I don't have the full list yet. We're working on that right
sure.
now, getting them from the individuals that will be showcasing, if I could say, their cultural heritage through food at this year's Holiday Folk Fair.
You had us at bread. The minute you mentioned bread.
Bread, you're all set, ready to go.
Right there, yeah. Once again, it's Al Dertke from the 2022 Holiday Folk Fair. Boy, yeah, if you want to get your fill of bread, it sounds like that is the big thing this year at the Folk Fair. And again, it runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, November 18th through the 20th at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Do you have a website that folks can go to get more information?
It certainly is. It's folkfair.org.
Folkfair.org.
Very simple.
And we'll get all the information there. But we'll also tell you about more information as our talk goes with the Sunday Morning Public Affairs. Thank you so much for listening. We talked about bread and food, of course, but there's more to the Holiday Folk Fair than just the bread and food. What's new this year at Folk Fair?
Well, one of the things will be Arts Alive in terms of doing projects for children. So bring your children, your grandchildren along with you to enjoy a variety of different projects that they're going to create. So I'm not sure what it's going to look like. You know, it's the Arts at Life, you know. So it's going to be there actually creating something. So that's one of those kind of attractions. The other thing it certainly is looking at our chess tournament that will be happening on Saturday.
You have a chess tournament?
Oh, yes, we have
really?
A chess tournament. You
Whoa.
Haven't seen that?
I have not. That I have not
we
seen.
We have hundreds of young people who participate in the chess tournament.
Wow.
This is a big thing.
Okay.
And, you know, it's how would you say, viewed throughout the mm-hmm. world as a major kind of, how would you say, I don't want to say just pastime.
Competition.
Yeah. Engagement. It does all kinds of things. And
yeah.
I mean, it's just wonderful to see all these young people being involved in a chess tournament. And certainly I got news for you. They could all beat me no matter what who they are. But it's amazing to see how intense they get and how much they're into this thing. So, you know, we can talk about soccer, we can talk about football and
right.
those kind of things, but we really need to talk about chess too. Which is a very competitive kind of game.
Absolutely.
A lot of thinking, a lot of skills go into it in terms of planning what you're going to do, what your next move is going to be, et cetera.
Right.
And thinking not only in the present, but what's going to happen in the future. If I do this, what's going to happen there? So
sure.
that's one of those kind of things that's really interested. And that will happen on Saturday.
And for everybody who... maybe has a kid in football. You always hear on foot during the NFL season, oh, it's a chess match. It's a chess match between the two coaches. Or if your son or daughter plays soccer, it was a chess match. What are they going to do here with this play that all these plays are drawn up? that's what it comes from. It comes from chess. Not only, like you mentioned, Al, not only do you have to think about your move now, but how is it going to affect the future, and how is this going to play out throughout the game? So there's a lot of thinking, a lot of brain flexing, the muscle, the brain muscle.
No question about that. And then there is also our usual kind of exhibits, but we always have different exhibits. They're not the same every year. So every time we have an exhibitor, they might be showing an aspect of their culture that we have no idea what that's about or that we've never seen before. So it gives us an opportunity to kind of explore other aspects of their culture. It might be from games. It might be from artifacts. It might be from music, might be from dance, whatever it might be. But those are the kinds of things that the Holiday Folk Fair gives you the opportunity to explore. So it is really kind of bringing the world to Wisconsin, to Milwaukee, but at the same time bringing all the communities that bring those worlds here to come together, to work together. And so when we look at what's happening in the world right now, which is, you know, It's
tough
a difficult
times.
Time. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's sure. Hard to talk about those kind of things, but you really wish, you know, everyone could work side by side, live together in peace,
sure.
And that's what Holiday Folk Fair is. So it's kind of a mini United Nations. It's probably, you could say, a utopian world in some ways as to how we can work and live together.
It's like America's melting pot right here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but it's a little bit more than a melting pot. More people get into the salad bowl kind of thing, et cetera, so that
sure.
We all preserve our own character.
Yeah.
We don't want to be mushed together, I don't want to say.
Sure.
You know, but we want to have our individuality.
You
That's what's
celebrate
important.
Mm-hmm.
So like your Polish heritage, you know, you can maintain that kind of thing. If you're Irish, you can do that. If you're Afghani, you can do that. If you're from a different religion, say you're Muslim, you can do that, or you're Burmese, or whatever it might be. You can maintain that, and it brings kind of a richness together. So you have this great, how would you say, plethora of aspects that all come
sure.
to bring to the Holiday Folk Fair.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that Milwaukee has so many different neighborhoods that have the cultural backgrounds, and that's what makes Milwaukee special. You know, you've got different neighborhoods. Maybe if you go through those neighborhoods, you're looking at it going, well, I don't know what they're doing. Well, maybe, you know, that's when you need to start asking questions, or you need to attend the Holiday Folk Fair. You'll learn about it, and then you go, hey, I saw that on South KK, or I saw that neighborhood over here. Let's go check that out. It sounds like they have, you know, something going on there
that's
something I didn't know about. And maybe that's a thing. You know, a lot of people don't know about other cultures, so they kind of shy away. But this, the Holiday Folk Fair, again, Al Dertka here from the Folk Fair, November 18th through the 20th at the Wisconsin State Fair. This will help you out. This will give you a little bit of a lesson. And then that way you're knowledgeable about all different cultures and backgrounds.
That's for sure. No question about it.
Now, you've been involved, Al, for a number of years with the Holiday Folk Fair. How many years has it been?
Probably about 44 years.
Just a few.
Only as director for the last 39.
So
only as... But I had to work my way up. Let's put it that way.
For a few years. And then mm-hmm. for director for 39 years. So you've seen a lot. You've probably seen this event grow. How did you get involved in this all
those
years ago?
Well, I got involved by just being a volunteer.
Really?
Yes. And how would you say my call to fame was I was in the food area. Okay. I was an assistant to the food chairperson at that time. But my duties were very, very clearly defined. It was not as glamorous as that sounds. You think probably I went around and tasted all the food.
Yeah, I'm in charge of food.
That didn't happen.
No?
No. You know, I had to make sure that, no one was wearing jewelry and hair, making sure they had hair nuts, et cetera, during that whole process. But that was as I moved up the ladder. Okay, but
sure.
My first char was really to clean out what they call slop sinks.
I was going to ask you, grease traps or slop sinks?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Kind of like
that.
Yes,
right. So the muckiest thing that you could do, that's how I started out at Holiday Folk Fair.
Oh, boy.
was quite the experience. So anything from there is really a step up, no question about that.
Anything from there is gravy. Sorry, pardon the
it's
pun
gravy.
There.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting. Are you, as the director, looking for any more volunteers for the holiday?
We're always
culture?
Looking for volunteers. No question about that. And certainly they can use the website. There's places where you can volunteer. They could also call the phone number for the International Institute, the sponsor of the Holiday Folk Fair, at 414-225-6220. And they will be able to get information in terms of volunteering. But volunteering is really the key point to this whole thing. It is volunteers who produce and who work at Holiday Folk Fair. There's only a few of us that you might say have a job there, you know, that relates to that particular kind of thing, but it is the volunteer aspects. And as we celebrate our 79th anniversary, we look at all those volunteers that have put this together, from the little, I don't want to say gatherings that they would have in various places, like in the basement of the former electric company and railroad company, and it gets all into these history kinds of issues there, to bring people together and to just share food at that time. You know, then that grows in, okay, let's have a little entertainment, a little bit of music, a little bit of dance. You know, maybe we'll have some things to sell. Maybe we can share some other kinds of things. All those things are little pieces, but they're all done by volunteers. And
it's
so this
important.
Is not big corporations that are coming in. This is not big restaurateurs that are coming in. Yes, they might assist in some ways to make sure that this happens, that we have the best quality, we can produce the most variety, et cetera, whatever it is that we do. But it is volunteers that are really key to this whole venture.
And you're listening to Sunday Morning Public Affairs. That's Al Dertke, the director of the Holiday Folk Fair. It's the 79th Holiday Folk Fair, November 18th through the 20th at Wisconsin State Fair. Al, before we let you go, how do people attend? Do they get tickets?
They get tickets, no question about that. Tickets advance sale right now are $12.
Okay.
At the gate, there'll be 16. For children, 6 to 12 is $8. And for senior citizens, it will remain at $12 after 65. Okay, maybe have to wait a year or so.
Sure.
I don't hope so, but come on down anyway. And then for military individuals, military IDs, it's free.
That's wonderful.
And children under 8 are free.
And there's plenty of
under 6.
Under 6,
me.
Yeah. And there's plenty of things for the kids to do, as you mentioned, with the arts. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of music, dance. And really, you're going to learn all about the different cultures, not only around the world, but right here in the city of Milwaukee.
Okay. No question about it.
That's awesome. It's wonderful that you do that. And you've been involved for more than half the time that the Folk Fair has been around.
Correct.
That's wonderful. That's something to be proud of. Big time. Yeah, that's wonderful. So once again, it's the 79th annual Holiday Folk Fair, back in person this year. And that's something great, too, because then that way you can really feel the Folk Fair and all the cultures and learn all about the vendors and the food and everything that's going on with the Holiday Folk Fair. November 18th through the 20th at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center. It's the 79th annual Holiday Folk Fair. And Al Dertke, the director, give us the website one more time for all the information that everybody needs.
It's folkfair.org.
There you go. Hitfolkfair.org. You can buy tickets right there online.
That is correct.
That's where you get them. And we'll see you down at the 79th annual Holiday Folk Fair, 18th through the 20th of November at Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center. Thank you so much for being on Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Thank you very much for having us.